Wheaton Republican Peter Roskam is chief deputy whip in the U.S. House. He also sits on the House Ways and Means Committee. Despite repeated requests with his campaign office, Roskam did not respond to an interview request with WNIJ. Despite keeping the low profile, Roskam is in good position to win the November election, with a district map that favors his party. His opponent, Democrat Leslie Coolidge of Barrington Hills, is a Harvard-educated CPA and says she has the fiscal wherewithal to help make the economy a priority in Washington.
I do think that this is an election that should be first and foremost about the economy. We've talked about the economy, but it is truly what our government should be focused on at the moment. And I have 28 years of experience practicing as a CPA, and I think I have a skill set that will be very useful to dealing with the economic issues that face us at the moment.
Roskam has publicly stated that he supports a budget plan proposed by Congressman and Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan. In a video released by Roskam's campaign, he's also been critical of President Obama's handling of the federal deficit.
All we've got to do is look at what's happening with Greece right now and recognize either we manage our debt or our debt will manage us.
When it comes to jobs, Coolidge says she would like to see investment in research projects such as Fermilab. Coolidge also believes in the right of unions to collectively bargain.
To me, the whole point of being able to collectively bargain is that that workers have a seat at the table. And then it is a question of both sides to negotiate in good faith. I don't think you can determine the outcome. I think it's having everybody at the table and having everybody have an equal voice to work together and get to the best solution everyone can.
As far as domestic energy, Coolidge says she supports the new fuel economy standards as a model for a solution to reducing overall energy consumption and would like to see the production tax credit continue. Roskam has stated in the press the federal government can create jobs by overhauling its tax code. Here's Roskam speaking at a Ways and Means Committee hearing.
How do you create the United States as the most competitive tax jurisdiction in the world, where we build upon all of these things that we've got going for us in this country, a culture of creativity, intellectual property, and the list goes on and on and on, but we've got a tax code that is underperforming and not serving us well?
Coolidge is supportive of the Obama administration and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's stances on foreign policy. She sees a need to maintain a strong military, but says using those assets should be the last course of action. As far as social issues are concerned, Coolidge says she believes people should have the right to marry anyone they choose and feels it's discriminatory for same-sex couples to be denied the ability to file a joint tax return. Coolidge also favors offering women access to contraceptives and education in order to make abortions rare. Ultimately, though, Coolidge says it should be a woman's decision with her doctor. Roskam opposes abortion and supports the Defense of Marriage Act as current law. The upcoming election will be a test of the newly drawn congressional map and the impact it has on the sprawling 6th District. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.